The two people who died in a drowning tragedy at Ballybunion in County Kerry yesterday evening have been named locally as 50-year-old Desi Byrne from Le Carrow in County Roscommon and his sister, 62-year-old Muriel Eriksson, who lived in Sweden. The alarm was raised shortly after 6 o'clock when Mr. Byrne's body was washed ashore at Ballybunion Beach. In a moment, we'll have reaction from the community in Le Carrow. But first, let's talk to our reporter, Marion O'Flaherty of Tichy Carr, who's in Ballybunion this lunchtime. Marion, I'm sure people still shocked and numb at the results of this news. What more are we learning about the victims here and the circumstances in which this terrible tragedy took place?
Well, the incident occurred at the men's beach in Ballybunion. Anyone who's familiar with the area will know there's a men's beach and a women's beach traditionally here. And, of course, we're at the height of the summer. It's a blue flag beach. There were up to 800 or 900 people yesterday on the beach when this tragic incident occurred. A man's body was washed on shore and a teenager raised the alarm. We know now that that gentleman was a Mr. Desmond Byrne, in his 50s, originally from Athlone, with an address in Roscommon, and Muriel Eriksson, his sister, who was holidaying with him here in Ballybunion at the time. So an immense local tragedy. People really, really upset and distraught at the news. The emergency services coordinated a huge effort here between 6 and 7 o'clock yesterday evening, and both Mr. Byrne and Ms. Eriksson were pronounced dead on the beach shortly after that.
What more information is there about that rescue and recovery operation?
Well, I spoke earlier with Mr. Omar Fitzell of Ballybunion Sea and Cliff Rescue, and he gave a more detailed explanation of how the rapid response interacted and responded so quickly.
On arrival, the helicopter from the community air ambulance in Mill Street also arrived and landed on the beach here behind me, and we undertook resuscitation efforts while also trying to gather information about what happened. While the lifeguards were gathering this information, we learned that there could possibly be a second person. As a result of that, we launched our EA16 D-class rescue boat from the ladies' beach, which is adjacent to the men's beach here in Ballybunion. And within several minutes, we had located a female in the water, again unresponsive. She was brought into our boat, and we brought her back here to the beach, where again resuscitation efforts began. Obviously, we know now that those were unsuccessful, unfortunately. We had a bigger interagency response, and everything that was or could be done was done for these two people.
Omar Fitzell from Ballybunion Sea and Cliff Rescue. Marion, Ballybunion is a popular holiday town. This, of course, is the height of the holiday season. What's been the reaction there?
Well, local people have come together to do their best to support the family involved and also to support each other. There was quite a lot of onlookers to this incident, witnessing this incident yesterday. So obviously there is going to be some support put in place to help people with that. It's not something that they would be accustomed to here. This beach is one of the most popular beaches in the country. But unfortunately, yesterday, conditions were rather challenging at sea. They are so also today, this time of year, you would see a kind of a change in the weather, especially along the Atlantic coastline. So in terms of the local response, they're trying to gather more information about the nature of what happened and possibly, hopefully, to support anyone who was affected by witnessing yesterday's tragedy.
Marion O'Flaherty of Tichy Carr in Ballybunion, thank you for that. Well, as we've been saying, the deceased man, Desi Byrne, lived in Le Carrow in County Roscommon. He ran his own business and was a member of the Le Carrow Lasers Cycling Club. I've been speaking to the chairman of the club, Noel Galvin, about his friend and neighbour.
Yeah, it's just that the whole community here is just shocked and saddened. You know, he was a very prominent member of our community. He was a very prominent member and a popular member of our local cycling club, the Carroll Lasers. We're only a small new community between halfway between Athlone and Roscommon, and just the whole we're just shocked, and it's just terrible. It's terrible news, you know, that filtered in last night.
So Desi would have been very well known in the community he was involved in, as well as the cycling club, in a local business as well.
Yeah, he had his own carpet fitting business, and you know, he was known well out throughout the Midlands, you know, between Athlone, Roscommon, Bannisloe, all around the areas. So he was well known throughout, you know what I mean. So, and he's been at his business for the last number of years, you know. So he was well known.
and obviously somebody, if he was cycling with you, who was very, very fit, very active.
Yeah, yeah, he was very fit, right? Yeah, we did a lot of charity cycles over the years with our club, and he would have been a prominent member. You know, within them cycles, and if he couldn't do the cycles on the day, he was helping out in some other ways with marshalling and that kind of stuff. So he was very popular in the club, and he was well liked. He was enormously liked in the club, you know.
So somebody as well, very, very active in the area, very active in the parish. A big, big loss.
Yeah, yeah, big loss, you know, like, we're, as I said, we're only a small parish, and he was active in everything that we did, you know, within the parish, any fundraisers that we had, and he was always there, you know, always there, always helping out, or else, you know, fundraising himself. So he was well liked, and he'll be well missed, you know. So
presumably, Noel, people will try to rally round, try to support each other, and try to give what support they can to the family.
Of course, you know, La Caro is well known for you know, for rallying together for times of these tragedies like these. So, you know, we'll rally around the family over the next few days, and we'll do what we can, you know. So it's a huge tragedy, and people are just finding it hard to comprehend what went down, what happened, and it's terrible.
It really just such shocking news, in, you know, on a fine summer's evening to hear something like this.
It is. It just filtered through, and the word got around quickly because we're close knit, you know. So everybody sort of knew within a certain amount of hours, you know, that the tragedy had happened. So it was just horrifying just to hear it, you know. So
very hard to believe. Look, Noel, thank you very much for talking to us.
On behalf of myself and the Carr Lasers and the wider community here in the Carr, just to wish his family condolences and his wide circle of friends. So just, you know, we'll be here for them, you know, in the next few days.